The FBI and the Postal Service are offering $1 million for information that leads to the arrest of those who sent anthrax through the mail. News of the reward came as two cases of anthrax were reported. Six people have now tested positive for the disease. The latest cases involve an assistant to CBS anchorman Dan Rather and a postal worker in New Jersey.
Cipro is made by the German drug company Bayer AG, and with demand way up, Bayer is weighing how much to ramp up production. Earlier this week, Bayer announced it would triple its production and now says it could even surpass that goal. So far, Cipro is the primary drug being prescribed to treat anthrax, but as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, cheaper treatment alternatives do exist.
Bayer AG is sitting on a gold mine. Earlier this week, NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw held up a bottle of Cipro tablets and proclaimed, "In Cipro, we trust." It's the drug on everyone's lips, but historically, penicillin and tetracycline have been the treatment of choice for anthrax. And lawmakers and health officials have been quick to point out that these other medications are just as effective as Cipro. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Frist reinforced that message at a Capitol Hill news conference.
This bug, this bacteria, is sensitive to every single antibiotic for which it was tested. That's penicillin, tetracycline, doxycycline, fluoroquinolones, Cipro. And that's good news. And that means this thing is imminently treatable.
If that's the case, why Cipro, a drug used to treat respiratory and urinary tract infections? 2 years ago, a panel of experts wrote a paper on anthrax as a biological weapon for the Journal of the American Medical Association. Bert Hazlett, a pharmaceuticals analyst with Roberts & Stevens, says the panel singled out Cipro as the preferred treatment for anthrax.
Cipro is the one large brand name because it is such a widely prescribed antibiotic, and you know, it has been studied widely, and because it's been studied in this particular setting, it's the one that's been referred to, and it's garnering the lion's share of benefit here.
This windfall follows a major setback for Bayer. The company's cholesterol-lowering medication, Baycol, was recently linked to a number of deaths. In August, the FDA told Bayer to remove Baycol from the market, which it did, losing a quarter of its share value as a result. Now, Bert Hazlett says the company's shares are again on the rise.
What the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, or vice versa in this case. So it's really an interesting scenario for that company.
Bayer holds the patent on Cipro for another 2 years, but half a dozen generic drug companies could produce it more cheaply. Carol Cox is with Bayer Laboratories, which she says could provide an additional 30 to 40 million tablets per month.
We challenged the patent that Bayer has on Cipro and subsequently have what's called a tentative approval, meaning that our product is tentatively approved by the FDA, and when the product goes off patent in December of 2003, we would be allowed to manufacture our own bioequivalent generic version of Bayer Cipro product.
In a complex arrangement, Bayer pays Bayer Labs up to $30 million per year rather than allow it to manufacture generic Cipro. Bayer has been selling Cipro to the government for about $1.85 per tablet. A full course of treatment requires 120 tablets. Cox says Bayer Labs would sell a generic version of Cipro at what she calls a significant discount. A Bayer spokesperson refused to say whether the company would relax its patent protections if requested to by the government. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.